And we welcome you live tonight from Brick Memorial High School, the site of the Girls Shore Conference semifinal round. We are at that time. The Final Four commences here this evening with a pair of games as three of the top four seeds have made their way through, Manasquan being the lowest seeded team in the semifinals, and they will play in game number one. The fifth seeded Warriors coming in with a mark of 18-5 take on the top seed St. John Vianney, who is the Shore's top team, at least seeding wise, with a record of 21-3. Hi again, everyone, and happy to be back here on the air tonight on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m., along the web at shoresportsnetwork.com, and, of course, on your mobile device by downloading the Radio Pup app. The entire crew is floating around somewhere tonight. Ed Sarluka is on water duty. Sitting to my left is Kevin Williams, and I'm Matt Harmon, ably assisted this evening by Ray Malaspina in the studios. Brad Biroscano here as our on-site engineer. Kevin, always look forward to this time of the year. You know, the Shore Conference tournament has always been a special part of the Shore history basketball-wise. And, boy, it is hard to make the argument, even though Manasquan, the five seed, that maybe the top four teams, at least at this stage of the season, aren't playing here tonight.
And to some extent, Matt, I think we'll make the same case tomorrow night when we talk about the boys. But, you know, traditionally over the years, it does seem like chalk has prevailed when it comes to the girls' version of the Shore Conference tournament. And there always seems to be two or three and sometimes four teams that separate themselves from the pack. And as we get to the latter part of February, indeed are the teams battling it out and are on the road to the Final Four, as the four we have here tonight. As you said, seeds 1, 2, 3, and 5. And really, Manasquan beating fourth-seeded Neptune, really, you wouldn't call that an upset. That was a toss-up game to begin with. So I agree with you. I think the best four girls basketball teams in the Shore are right here tonight playing for a chance to advance to the finals on Saturday afternoon at Monmouth University.
Last year's champion was RBC.
Thrilled to be up. Other teams would be thrilled to have the heritage that the Lancers bring in. They have won the Shore Conference tournament 12 times, but as you said, the last one, 2005, and that resulted in losses to Neptune. But I believe they come in as the role of solid co-favorite, because I think St. Rose would be right on their heels coming in. And I don't know how often you'd have this, but all four of our semifinalists tonight are ranked in the top 20 in New Jersey. So clearly, these are elite programs.
Yep, St. Rose coming in the latest NJ.com poll as the third team in that poll. St. John Vianney 4, Rumson 15, and Manasquan 16. As for the Lancers, their three losses this year: St. Rose, that was a game earlier this season, Christ the King, and St. Mary's of New York. So their three losses, all fairly quality losses when you think about it. For Manasquan, they've been defeated twice by this Vianney team already, a loss to RBC earlier in the season, and two losses to Rumson. There is a lot of common opponents between these two, because when you think of it, St. John Vianney, Rumson, and Manasquan, Kevin, they all play in the same division.
An amazing, amazing division in the Shore Conference. Matt, the one thing is you can kind of throw some of those results out for the simple reason that the Manasquan team we're going to see momentarily is very much different from the Manasquan team that played in December and January, and that is because of the return of Marina Mabry, which obviously we will talk about and will be a large part of tonight's game. One of the premier players in the state of New Jersey, who was a standout at Point Pleasant Beach, and then suddenly, after only a couple of games this year, decided to leave the beach, transfer to Manasquan, had to sit out the 30 days, was eligible back in early February, and has played 10 games. And they're a better team with her in the lineup. What would you expect?
And let's go backwards a little bit from that, because in 2012, she was on the Manasquan team before going to Point Beach, before now coming back to Manasquan. And she is familiar with this setting. Her team in 2012 lost in the finals to St. Rose in what was a classic type game. Everyone thought Manasquan was going to run away with that, and they wound up not doing that. She has seen Mabry, this Vianney team, obviously a couple of times in her career, and did play against them. It was her second game back, had a fantastic game in what turned out to be a Vianney, another hard-fought type win. It was 64-54, 10-point win, and a big difference from the first time these two teams played. Vianney knocked off Manitowan by 10 the last time. So you always say it is hard to beat a good team three times. We'll see if the Lancers can do that tonight.
And, of course, let's be honest now. Mabry's sort of gotten back into the rhythm of with her teammates and getting, in some cases, readjusted or reacquainted, and others, you know, for the first time. So clearly I would think that we would all agree that Manitowan is a better team now than they were a month ago with her in the lineup and getting with her teammates. So, you know, this really should be an outstanding matchup tonight of two teams playing good basketball coming into the latter part of the season.
And this Manitowan team we are familiar with. They won the WOBM Christmas Classic all the way back in December. Without Mabry, they've been able to develop some good young talent as well. It's a fairly deep team that could go as many as 10 deep. Same for St. John Vianney. Boy, they just continue to bring people off the bench. They have always been a very deep and talented team. But, Kevin, you know, interestingly enough, this is kind of a younger team for Dawn Carpell, who's put together basically a dynasty at Vianney. Jackie Gallagher and Katie Berrion, two of the senior leaders. They're most known for other sports that they're going on to college with. Gallagher playing field hockey at Fairfield, and Berrion will be a softball player at Notre Dame. But, boy, without that senior leadership, I don't think St. John Vianney's here.
No, I agree. Those are their two best players and, as you said, are great leaders. They certainly have been through so many wars over the years. Certainly will have no problem playing on the big stage tonight. That is the semifinals of the Shore Conference Tournament with a chance to play in the championship game on Saturday. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Cleese Bar and Grill, open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, where winter specialty nights are back.
Time out for the national anthem. We are back in 2 minutes for the starting lineups and the opening tip right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's broadcast is made possible by the Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. On Friday and Saturday, the whole family can enjoy DJ skating with a live DJ and light show from 7:45 to 10 p.m. Visit JerseyShoreArena.com.
Busy week of basketball here on the Shore Sports Network. Two games tonight, two games tomorrow. The boys' semifinals. We'll have the Monmouth University game on Friday. Shore Conference Finals, boys and girls on Saturday, and MU hoops to wrap up the week on Sunday. Starting lineups here for tonight's game. First for number 5, Manitowan, with wins over Colts Neck and Neptune to get to this point. Number 3, Marina Mabry will start. Mabry, a junior, she is a guard. The center tonight, number 21, Sam Sullivan, averaging about 13.5 points per game. Sullivan, 6'1", on her way to Wagner College. Bridget Ford starts up in the front court tonight as well. Ford wearing number 22. She is a senior. Courtney Hageman, a dangerous shooter from the outside, 26 three-pointers on the year, 5'9". She is a junior, wears number 24. Number 25, Eva Hart, will start in the backcourt this evening as well, a 5'7" senior. Lisa Kokoda in her second year as the Manitowan head coach. Big Blue coming into this one at 18-5. They will wear the dark blue uniforms tonight. Manitowan across the chest in white with the gray outline. Same for the numerals, dark blue shorts. St. John Vianney, 21-3 is the top seed. Number 3, Jackie Gallagher, the 5'4 senior, starts in the backcourt with number 11, Emily Uribe, who's a 5'9 sophomore. Number 20, Kelly Campbell, will also start in the backcourt tonight. 5'9 sophomore guard with 12 points per contest. Number 23, Katie Berrion, starting up front, 6-foot senior. And number 25, Gigi Caponegro, who is a 6-foot sophomore, also getting the start here tonight. Lancers coming in at 21-3. Dawn Carpell is their head coach. They will wear white jerseys and white shorts, black numerals with the gold outline. They win the opening tip, moving right to left on your radio dial. Here we go, semifinal number 1, St. John Vianney with the basketball to begin this one. Down low and in the corner, it is Uribe. She will lose the basketball. Now Hart will come away with it. And Manitowan with their first touch. Mabry going off the dribble, drives, leaves off for Sullivan. Easy two inside. And Sullivan has Manitowan on the board, leading 2-0, 25 seconds in to our first quarter.
Good penetration by Mabry to draw the defensive player to come over, and then a nice pass to Sullivan for the easy first basket of the night.
Kelly Campbell with it, works around the perimeter for Uribe on the left. Had it poked away, but falls into the hands of Gallagher. Here's Caponegro driving, and she'll get the floater to go with the right side going into the lane. The first two for Vianney. We are tied at 2 with 50 seconds gone by here, and St. John Vianney going 2-2-1 full court pressure.
Not surprising, Matt, off the made basket, the Lancers go right into their press, which creates so much of their offense.
Mabry leading up top for Ford. Almost had it taken away. Here's Hageman with it. She will pull back out and reset. Hart will work the point top of the key. One-on-one against Gallagher. Looking to cross over, get into the lane. Leaves off for Hageman, top of the key. Comes to her right. Dumped down for Sullivan. Late rotation over. Count this and the foul. Gallagher came over, got in the way, got run over. Sullivan will go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Well, Sam Sullivan, the second leading scorer on this Warrior team, right away contributing offensively early with a couple of baskets and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
4-2, Manasquan lead, 6:39 to go. Sullivan front rims that free throw. 6:35 to play, opening quarter. Campbell trying to penetrate, go to the left. Will kick in the corner for Uribe. Dumped down for Berrion. She's fouled. Almost got it to go. Will go to the line for two shots. That foul will be charged to Bridget Ford. Her first, team's first. Continue her collegiate career playing softball at Notre Dame. Makes the first free throw on the season, hitting over 67% from the line. Double-digit score. Lefty shooter. Makes two of two.
Matt showing the balance of their offense. She is the second-leading scorer, 10.7 points per game, as the Lancers have three players in double figures, but they really spread it around.
6:15 to go, opening quarter, and a traveling violation is called on Hart on her way up the floor. And quickly it will go back to St. John Vianney. Campbell working one-on-one against Hart. Full court pressure, goes behind the back. Breaks it with speed. Leaves off left perimeter for Uribe. All the way around. Throws up a wild shot from the right side. And Mabry picks up the loose ball. Wants to push. Everybody back for Vianney. Down now in the left corner. Hageman will fire a wild three-pointer. Hit the side of the backboard. And Gallagher now with the loose ball. Vianney will look to run. Cross-court feed. This is Campbell. Check it inside. Caponegro, excuse me. Missing the shot. Rebounded by Sullivan. 5:35 to go. We are tied at four. Mabry penetrating. Goes around a double team. Leaves one up in the air with a and gets it to go for her first basket of the evening.
Tremendous move by Mabry that time. The kind of move that has Division I schools just all over the country looking at her and bidding for her services.
Gallagher will drive. There was some contact. Shot was a bit short. Ball out of bounds, and it will go to Manasquan with 5:16 to go in the opening quarter, and the Big Blue leading 6-4.
Of course, her older sister, Michaela, is at Notre Dame, having a very good year for the Fighting Irish, a former Manasquan player.
Vianney again setting up the full court pressure. Almost a steal by Caponegro. Deflects the ball out of bounds. Great crowd on hand here at Brick Memorial High School. Still filtering in. Game number two set the tip around 7:45 with St. Rose and Rumson.
Seats will be a premium in about a half an hour, Matt.
There's a steal by Berrion off the inbound. Drives right side. Missed the shot. Shotted with her left. Mabry grabbed the loose ball, and then she was hacked out by Caponegro, who will commit her first and the team's second. 6-4 our score. First quarter, 4:59 to go. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams along the way on the Power Sports Network, your home for the semifinal and final round of the Boys and Girls Short Conference Tournament. Hart breaks the pressure. Hageman going to drive around Berrion, who was posted up down on the block. Missed the shot, and the loose ball coming to Vianney. Campbell will look to push. Gallagher has it on the right side. Will drive and kick back out to Campbell. Extra pass for Gallagher, left corner. That three is off the mark. Rebounded inside Caponegro. She looks to feed one in for Berrion. Sullivan in the way of the pass. Deflected out of bounds, and it will stay with St. John Vianney.
Substitutions for the Lancers.
Claire Stefanelli, Kelly Crouch, and Kimmy Evans all coming into the game. We said Vianney certainly very deep, and they will keep running players out. Hard time getting the ball inbounds. Kelly Crouch collects it back near the half-court stripe. Flips off on the right for Stefanelli. Inside pass for Kimmy Evans, who gets right involved with the action. Two inside from the right. 6-6 our score. 4:15 to go in the first quarter.
Well, Evans posted up at great position and a good entry pass results in an easy basket.
Pretty nice luxury to bring a 6'2 freshman off the bench.
They just keep producing players.
Mabry penetrating left, has Hart downside. Nice extra pass on the find for Sullivan, who's got 6 to lead the way. Manasquan back up 8-6.
Great pass by Hart. Could have taken the shot, but made the bounce pass to Sullivan for the easy layup.
This is Crouch, the 5'5 sophomore. Handing off for Stefanelli. Gives to Campbell. Going to drive left and get called for a travel. And now Manasquan will send their first substitute into the game. Mabry between the circles sets the offense up with 3:25 to go first quarter. And her team leading 8-6. Man-to-man defense for St. John Vianney. Mabry looking to spread the court. Here's Clark. The open three from the left side. In and out, no good. Hageman whacked at it. But it goes to Pirro, and now it'll be Crouch to bring it up court for St. John Vianney. Crouch looking to penetrate, leaves off on the left side for Campbell. Campbell bouncing Pirro. Good ball fake, right elbow stop, and then threw it up over the top of Crouch and out of bounds. Possession, Manasquan.
3 minutes left in a fast-moving opening quarter. Matt, I always expect in these games points to be a premium. Wouldn't be shocked if it stayed in the 40s.
Mabry, another nice pass off the drive, feeding the pressure. And Stella Clark, the freshman, gets her first basket. Left side layup gives Manasquan a 10-6 advantage.
Again, Mabry breaking down the defense.
On the drive, Stefanelli kicks out for Crouch. On the right perimeter. Around left side now for Campbell. Three bounces. Flips right. Gives back to Stefanelli. Her three-pointer well short. Rebound coming to Mabry. Mabry working one-on-one here against Stefanelli. Again looking to drive. Stefanelli falls hard on the ground, holding her left knee. And in obvious pain right now. We will take a timeout while Claire Stefanelli, the junior guard for St. John Vianney, 10-2 on the floor. Let's make it a 30-second timeout, maybe a bit more than that, but we'll have 30 to start. 10-6, the advantage for Manasquan. 2:17 to go in the opening quarter. We're back right after this with more of the Shore Conference semifinal round of the girls' tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game is presented by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. Call Carl's, your first choice in home improvements, or visit bycarls.com.
And we welcome you back here to Brick Memorial High School. 2:17 to go in the opening quarter. 10-6 the advantage for Manasquan. And we are certainly not in the business of speculation, but Claire Stefanelli, who's a junior former transfer from Rumson-Fairhaven, and Kevin and I talking off air a little bit, I think that she had an injury problem with a knee. We don't know if it's the same one that it looks like she may be just injured. But she has already popped the brace on and will have to work her way off the court fairly slowly and then get tended to.
Sue Penrod, the athletic trainer at Brick Memorial, on site and quickly out on the court. And now they might even have a bigger problem because the bag of ice spilled on the court. So they'll have to clean the ice and then dry the court. A little bit of a delay, but we will certainly wish Claire the very best, and if we hear anything, we'll pass it along to you. But I would think it's safe to say, Matt, her evening is over.
Maybe we can get somebody to grab a broom and actually get the ice off the court rather than pick it up cube by cube. No?
There's a lot of people out there working on the ice, including the athletic director here, Bill Bruno.
They got to have a broom somewhere around, don't they? Wouldn't you think? I love the effort, but we can make it a little easier. Regardless, when we get back, what we've seen so far, Kevin, is I think one of the keys, obviously, in this game. Can Manasquan deal with full court pressure from St. John Vianney? And to me, right now, the answer has been yes, because Marina Mabry seems to be a bit faster than just about everybody else on the floor.
And Matt, again, the dimension I think she brings to this Manasquan team that they probably didn't have a month or two ago, was she breaks options. She can go to the basket, but then if somebody else comes on her, she is a outstanding, has great vision, and has on two occasions tonight made a bounce pass to somebody for an easy basket, who was wide open. So again, she's a matchup problem for St. John Vianney, and has helped Manasquan get off to a 4-point lead here. And I kind of felt one of the things tonight for the Warriors that was important was to not play from far behind, to stay in the game. Vianney's the kind of team, you know, you're down 4 or 5, the next thing you know you're down 12, and it's almost like goodnight Irene. And I think the Warriors have gotten off to a good start, and I think that's exactly where they wanted to be.
Well, we know she's worth at least 10 points because she cut the deficit in half in the two games that these teams played. 20-point win for St. John Vianney the first time, 10. And in that second game, she had 18 points and 11 rebounds.
Yep.
And as we said, it is difficult sometimes to match up with a team of the full rotation. Well, back to action here. Manasquan starts with it. Hageman will fire a three. That is short. Mabry tries to keep it alive. Last to touch, battling with Pirro, and the ball will go back to St. John Vianney. 2:05 to go and running here, first quarter. 10-6, Manasquan the advantage. Crouch brings it up court. Uribe, who checked back into the game in place of Stefanelli, with it. Pirro down far corner, right side. Couple of drives, trying to back her way down. Mabry with the strip, and Sullivan picks up the loose ball. Sullivan brings it up court, gives to Mabry on the far sideline. Check by Pirro. Again, the drive. The triple team comes, and the floating shot to the baseline. Up and in for Mabry, who's got 4, and Manasquan leads by 6. Pirro, several bounces, got stuck, and called for a double dribble. And here comes the line change for St. John Vianney. Caponegro, Campbell, and Berriant all come back in. The advantage for Manasquan. Biggest lead of the night so far for either team. Skip pass Hart. This is Clark in the corner. Fires the three and hits. Stella Clark with 5 points since checking in the first quarter. Manasquan all over Vianney. 15-6. Three to answer back from Uribe. In transition from the left side. Make it 15-9 as the team start to heat up.
Clark, by the way, Matt, a freshman. So many freshmen on the girls' side of things in the Shore Conference play big roles, and she's off to a good start tonight.
Maybe got away with a travel in pressure. Hart gonna drive, tried to flip it around the defender down low, Caponegro, for Sullivan, but Caponegro will get whistled for the foul. That's gonna be her second. Well, they put it up on 20. Kelly Campbell. I thought clearly Caponegro was the player there, but regardless, it'll be charged to Campbell. And with 45 seconds left, pretty feed inside. Sullivan gets it again from Mabry. Sullivan's got 8 in the lead, back to 8, 17-9. 35 seconds to go, opening quarter. Gallagher, one bounce, flips off on the left. Campbell now gets it on the perimeter. Back up top, Uribe. Quick trigger, 3. That's off the mark badly. Loose ball on the floor. Ford coming away with it for Manasquan. Now it's Mabry. 1-on-3. Mabry stops at the left block. Drives. Can't get it to go. Caponegro with the loose ball. Now Gallagher wants to push. Vianney's got numbers the other way. Berriant in transition. Had it stripped away, but was fouled on her way up and will go to the line for 2.
Well, that was close. Looked like it could have been a clean play, but it's not what we think. It's what the officials call. It'll result in a pair of free throws.
They will put that up on the board against Bridget Ford. That is her second and the team's second. Bury out the lefty shooter, missing the first one. This her third and fourth attempts from the line. Got 2 points so far tonight. Make it 3. And the lead for Manasquan is 7. Up court, press break again. Clark bouncing for Sullivan. Now Mabry, step back 3 from the right side, no good. Put back attempt by Ford is also off the mark, and that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. A solid first quarter for Manasquan as the 5 seed. They lead St. John Vianney 17-10. We take a 30-second timeout. We're back with more high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network.